Three, two, one. Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin, and we have two special guests joining us today from Tupelo. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell everybody listening around the world what you guys do in Tupelo and who you are and who you represent.
Absolutely. I'm Jenny Bradford Curley. I serve as the Public Relations and International Sales Director for the Tupelo Convention and Visitors Bureau.
And I'm Jessica Hollinger. I work with the Tupelo Elvis Festival and promoting the festival and all the different activities we have going on.
So Jenny Bradford and Jessica, you guys are always busy because they're always coming to Tupelo, touring the birthplace, checking out the museum, and of course in June, they come to the festival.
That's right. We're always looking for new things for them to do, new ways to keep them there to experience Tupelo, where Elvis was born. So this week, we have opened a new exhibit at the birthplace. It is the Overlook. It's where Elvis went up the hill. You could see down, and this is where he began to dream about what was to come. So we have unveiled two new statues.
Beautiful statues.
They are called Becoming. So part of the statue, you see Elvis, 11 years old, as a boy, sitting on a milk crate with the guitar that he got for his 11th birthday at Tupelo Hardware. Right behind him, you see a larger-than-life statue of Elvis in his full regalia as the entertainer that has become the top of the world that we all know and love. So this is just showing that dream that he had and it coming to fruition.
So you guys have always had the birthplace house. You added the church experience a couple of years ago. So there's always something new and different as the Birthplace Museum constantly evolves and Tupelo evolves and grows as well. Your downtown is booming.
It is, exactly. And we also are in the process of building a trail from the birthplace all the way to downtown. So it'll be walkable. You can ride bicycles. You can actually walk in the footsteps of Elvis when he would come from his home to the downtown area to see movies and do things. So it's just another part of the experience.
And speaking of downtown, downtown plays host to the annual Elvis Festival in Tupelo each June. Probably the population of downtown Tupelo just explodes with visitors from around the world as well as regional visitors as well.
It does. We're so excited to host the festival each year. We're coming up on our 18th year of the festival in June of 2016. We love seeing all the fans come. The past couple years, we've actually moved our competition and concerts to the Bancorp South Arena so that we can host more fans from around the world. And we don't have to turn anyone away now. So we're very excited to welcome everyone to the festival. Those dates for next year are June 2nd through the 5th. It's always the first weekend in June. And we're just excited to be a part of everything that's going on in Tupelo and just the Elvis experience that fans come to be a part of.
And, of course, the Tupelo Elvis Festival is more than just a festival. It's also the contest. But how does the Tupelo Elvis Festival and Contest set itself apart from the other Elvis festivals around the world? I mean, you guys have the meat of the story. I mean, we always hear the analogy from the folks in Tupelo that, you know, Memphis is kind of the middle of the book, but Tupelo's chapter one.
Right. Well, we hear from all the ETAs each year about how excited they are to be in Tupelo, the birthplace, where it all started for Elvis and his journey to becoming this entertainer that we love. But we love getting to hear their experiences. It's more than just a competition for them. They get to go out to the birthplace and see where it started. And we've heard from several entertainers in the past that Tupelo is just as big for them to win that competition. And then to come to the ultimate to represent Tupelo is just a fantastic experience for them. And we love to hear from fans who start kind of the journey in Tupelo in June, and then to travel up the road 90 miles to Memphis for the ultimate. It kind of completes their story of Elvis and his life.
Jenny Bradford, give us some of the highlights that people can see when they make the trek down to Tupelo. You know, if they've seen Graceland again, they need to experience chapter one of the Elvis story. The story goes well beyond just the Birthplace Museum. There are other sites in Tupelo that fans can't miss while they're in town.
Absolutely. We have a driving tour that you can go on. You can come to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, get a map, and see 11 significant sites that Elvis visited, where he went to school, where he went to the library, you know, different things that he can that he experienced that were meaningful to him and impacted his life in Tupelo. You can visit all of those stops today. And we have videos that you can watch there through a QR code, and you can read more about what he did and why those were significant spots for him.
One of my favorite places to always visit is Tupelo Hardware.
Yes.
You know, it's a time capsule. I know it really is an active hardware store, but it's also a time capsule that fans love to come and see. And I know there are tour buses pulling up year-round.
Daily, yes. And it's still preserved like it was at the time. You walk through the same door that Elvis and Gladys walked through. You can stand in the exact same spot where Elvis stood and took that guitar from Mr. Forrest Bobo that talked him into getting the guitar instead of the gun that he spotted that he actually wanted. So we're all very thankful that he chose the guitar and not the gun or the bicycle.
And of course, Tupelo is so much more than just a day trip from Memphis. You know, you could spend 2 days digging deep into the Elvis story, and you guys have a lot of great hotels and restaurants. Tell us where we can stay and some of your favorite restaurants in downtown Tupelo to maybe have a meal at, maybe where a Presley has eaten before.
Definitely. Well, you can eat like the king. We have restaurants that have special dishes that are pay homage to Elvis. You can eat at Johnny's Drive-In, which is where Elvis actually used to eat. And there's an Elvis booth where he sat.
It's one of my favorite from in town.
Exactly. But our downtown has lots of different places to eat. That's where you can find a lot of our local restaurants. We have over 1,900 hotel rooms in Tupelo, so you can find what works for your trip. And it's just, you can do a lot while you're there. See a lot of different things and eat great food, shop a little, and have a wonderful time.
All right, well, we're about to wrap up Elvis Week 2015, and so when I'm ready to relax and take a little vacation day, I might come see you guys in Tupelo and have some fun with the king of where it all started. And, of course, make your plans to be in Tupelo in June of 2016. The dates again for the festival are?
The festival will be June 2nd through the 5th. Those tickets usually go on sale in January, so check us out on Facebook and we'll make all of our announcements there.
All right, well, thanks for joining us here during a busy, hot, and humid Elvis Week, and we will see you in Tupelo very soon. All right, that's it for this edition of the Rubbernecked Podcast. I'm Kevin. Next week, I'll be back with Libby, and we'll be giving you guys a roundup of all of the exciting events that happened during Elvis Week 2015. Take care, everybody.